The EPA has just released a much-anticipated report concluding that greenhouse gases from jet engines pose a risk to human health. And that report allows the Obama administration to use the Clean Air Act to regulate airline emissions. It's a controversial strategy. The EPA has used it to regulate other industries as well, including coal power plants. But that's not the only reason the coal industry has been struggling. In fact, yesterday we told you about how layoffs and competition from renewable energies have put coal on the firing line. Today, we'll hear from people who deal in the energy sector, grid operators, lawmakers, and especially the coal industry, how they think that pushing the idea that transitioning away from coal could endanger the stability of the country's power grid. Lee Patterson from Here and Now contributor Inside Energy reports.
I drive up onto what looks like a vast black beach.
We are on top of the coal pile right now.
I'm with Dave Cummings. He's the environmental coordinator at Laramie River Station, a coal-fired power plant in eastern Wyoming, and this is its stockpile. As we step out onto the mound, it's like walking on chunky coffee grounds, kept damp by a water truck driving in circles around us.
About 35 acres, the entire area that is covered by coal right now.
Enough to produce electricity for an entire month. And that's one of coal's big benefits. It can be piled up right next to the power plant, ready to be made into electricity whenever.
It is a good stopgap for maintaining power in the event that major issues should arise on the grid.
So coal is usually a reliable and predictable source of electricity, except...
It's just one of the countless ways the frigid polar vortex is crippling more than half the nation.
If you can stay,
during that frozen winter in 2014, coal stockpiles at some power plants nearly disappeared, largely due to high demand and congested railways. This is just one example of how complex the issue of grid reliability really is. Managing supply and demand, dealing with infrastructure and extreme weather events. Keeping our lights on is complicated.
My name is John Mora. I'm the Director of Reliability Assessment and System Analysis here at NERC.
That's the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, a nonprofit tasked with keeping our lights on. They've released a study detailing potential reliability impacts of the Clean Power Plan and the likely shift from coal to natural gas and renewables. That transition has actually been going on since the 1990s, but...
The difference here is the timeline. There's a level of risk in having every utility kind of going down that same path at the same time.
NERC's report lists all kinds of concerns about grid reliability, including lack of new transmission and pipelines. Concerns echoed by many in the power industry who claim the plan will leave Americans, quote, cold and in the dark. This is from a video produced by the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity.
Turn the lights off at the EPA so we can keep America's power on.
But here's the thing. Under the proposed plan, coal isn't necessarily going away. States are able to choose how to comply through retrofitting coal-fired power plants, energy efficiencies, and adding more renewables. Here's Cheryl Roberto from the Environmental Defense Fund, a former regulator herself.
Can we have a reliable grid without the level of coal-fired generation that we have right now? I think the answer is a resounding, well, yes, of course we can.
A good place to check that out? Southern California. San Diego Gas and Electric has some of the highest renewable integration in the country. Nearly 35% of SDG&E's power comes from renewables, and the rest is mostly from natural gas. It got rid of its small amount of coal generation a few years ago, and since then, their reliability statistics haven't changed much. But working with wind and solar means you still have to have another option for those times when the sun doesn't shine.
California's Public Utility Commission has approved building a new gas power plant in Carlsbad.
It's called a peaker plant, a small facility that runs on natural gas and can be fired up within minutes.
It gives us that critical insurance to get through the next 5, 10, 15 years to when we can really be confident that we have a grid that can work.
That's PUC Commissioner Mike Florio, and here's what he's trying to avoid.
The absolute worst thing that could happen is if we have a reliability problem and the whole world points and says, look what happened to California, this clean energy stuff doesn't work.
Next on California's green energy agenda, the challenge of storage. The commission passed a mandate in 2013 requiring utilities to develop new energy storage options by 2020, a sort of modern-day coal stockpile. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Patterson.
And Lee's story comes to us from Inside Energy, the public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.